Just a week after his election, there's plenty of talk about how environmental policies will be impacted when Donald Trump returns to the Oval Office. But climate change is not waiting to find out. This week, representatives from around the globe are discussing what's to be done at the COP29 Climate Summit, the annual gathering of nearly 200 countries that evolved from a climate action agreement in 1992. Among the people thinking about the path forward is Tia Nelson. The lifelong environmental advocate is the daughter of late Wisconsin U.S. Senator and Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson. Just days before the November 5th election, Tia Nelson shared her thoughts on what she calls a critical inflection point in history. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
After decades of climate policy work and activism, Tia Nelson thought what had been a collective effort should have been accomplished.
Environmentalists have been talking about the climate change issue for a long time. I've worked at the local level, I've worked at the state level, I've been engaged in international conversations and negotiations. We've been at this a long time. Why aren't we where we need to be?
Nelson thinks back to 1992. At the time, she was senior policy advisor for Latin America with the Nature Conservancy.
I traveled to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, for the Earth Summit. And the Framework Convention on Climate Change was signed there by, I think, 192 signatories.
Republican President George H.W. Bush was one of those signatories.
Signed the Framework Convention on Climate Change and said the following words: "The United States will lead the world in addressing this existential threat." That was an exciting and hopeful moment.
Significant climate action did not follow, and bipartisanship seems to have vanished.
It used to be possible for Democrats and Republicans to work together to find solutions and compromise, and that seems so difficult and challenging today. And this inflection point comes at a time where the urgency of action on climate change has never been more serious and more important.
That impasse led Nelson to a strategy that's new to her, cultivating connections with people who don't wake up every day identifying as environmentalists as she does.
I'm very interested in figuring out how we meet people where they are, engage a broader community in a conversation around environmental solutions generally and climate change particularly. And I'm very inspired by what's happening in the faith community.
Nelson admits that inspiration caught her by surprise.
I was not raised in a religious family, but the promise of broadening the conversation and finding new language to talk about the awesomeness that is the natural world, any means by which we can get there, is worth exploring.
That drove Nelson's decision to serve on the board of a group called Eco America. Its big picture goals include achieving 100% renewable energy by 2030, but day to day, Eco America focuses on individual engagement by cultivating climate leaders people trust within the faith and medical communities. In Tia Nelson's words,
to expand and amplify the voices of concern beyond environmental activists like myself.
Nelson believes as the call for climate action broadens and intensifies, people we elect will take notice.
Elected officials have to respond to the people who elect them. And if we prioritize this issue, they have to be responsive to it. It will take time. And it certainly will take the engagement of the citizenry to demand that of its elected officials.
In the meantime, Nelson says she's prioritizing kindness and working on her listening skills.
To me, this challenge requires individuals and communities and civic organizations to help weave back together the torn fabric, thread by thread, through conversations and listening and kindness, and through engagement with others, even those with whom we disagree. We're in a time of very frayed fabric, and we each can contribute to sewing that back together. And that's what I'm committed to helping do.
Nelson returns to nature as often as she can, saying it not only grounds her, it's a reminder of our role in the resilience of the natural world. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.